How many of you boys have never been in this room? You've never been in this room. What do you see in this room? Does this look like a church? Looks like a museum, doesn't it? Yeah, it looks like a museum. Now, I want you to look around. Look around now, and then the rest of the meeting, I want you to pay attention to what... So look around. What do you see?
Deers.
You see deers?
Deers.
What's up here? And there's another animal hiding up there. And there are, what's this? What are these things? Those are snowshoes, right? And what are these things? Lamps? That one over there? What else do we see? All kinds of rugs, fans. There's an Indian statue back there.
There's a picture of a man named Brandt, an Indian, Joseph Brandt. See right there? That's what the lake is named after, an Indian chief.
Okay, so you've seen everything more or less now, so you're not going to be looking around all night, okay? Just take a good look. Now, why are these things in this building? Why are these dead deers hanging up there? This is a meeting house. Yes?
Wasn't this a hunting lodge at one time?
It was a hunting lodge. The man who owned this property that we're on was a hunter, and he was a very rich man, and he was Jewish. He died, and it went to his estate, and no one was buying it. It's a big property. It's 35 acres from the swimming place all the way back to the Natick and back to Nonantum. It's a lot of property. Nobody really wanted it. It was too big. And my husband had an uncle, who was the pastor of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church, and he was very much interested in children. My husband's father had 9 boys. Can you imagine living in a family with 9 boys at the table every day? Bad enough here at camp, right? Yeah. But 9 was 8, actually. One died in infancy. And so my husband's uncle was the pastor of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. And he was interested in children. He was a bachelor, and that he didn't have any children. But he loved children. I remember I was a little girl, and he'd come to our house, and he'd have a little toy that you wind up. You know those fuzzy ones? And then they jump all over the floor? I remember him for that. He used to come and entertain us. And so he wanted to buy property where children could come for a summer. And so one day, he and the trustees of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church, they bought this property. This was here originally, and so they just kept it the way it was. Paul, do you know why?
Well, there were many more things in the lodge. They gave it to the museum. But Brother Gordon liked the atmosphere.
Okay, you got that? Some of the stuff was sent to a museum. And so now you can come to camp every year until you are 15, and then you can come to camp and you can be a worker. These are all workers here. Where are the pot boys? Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Raise them high. These boys clean your pots. Don't you think you ought to say thank you to them?
Thank you.
Yeah. And where are the boys who do the dishes? Raise your hands. Oh. They have a big hose and they squirt it all over the dishes and then they put it in the machine. And then the girls who clean up, they clean up the porch. Where are they? And the waitresses, do you know the waitresses? You like the waitresses? Yes or no? You better like them. They are the ones who bring you the food, right? Yeah. And they all work. After you're 15 years old, then you can come and work at camp. Is that okay? Would you like to do that? And then maybe if you get bigger and you get spiritual, they'll let you become a counselor. Would you like that? Or don't you like the counselors? Yeah, you can become a counselor. And then you become a head counselor like Brother George. And this has been going on for years and years, at least 67 years. This is going on from one generation to another generation. I was about 22 years old when they bought this property, so I never got to be a camper. And God has worked marvelously in boys and girls' lives through all these years. And we're so thankful for this place. Do you think you'll come back again next year?
Yeah.
No? Oh, counselors, what's happening? They're shaking their heads. You don't want to come back again?
Nope.
No?
Not at all.
Yeah. Not at all? Oh. Who's your counselor? You'll change your mind next year. Next year you'll be bigger, you'll be smarter, and you'll come back. Oh, yes, you will. Your mother will make you come back. You're not playing ball?
No, I do. My mom makes me.
Your mom makes you play ball? You're going to win prizes?
Nope.
How many boys are going to get on a camper?
Oh,
one?
Do it.
On a camper? Well, I'm so glad that you performed so very well on Sunday. You sang your song so beautifully. It really inspired the grown-ups who is on the Lord's side. And so I trust you'll come back next year and you'll grow up and you'll take your place as workers. And I think that's about all I have to say, except Brother Philip is my son. See this man here? He's my son. And he came here when he was 6 years old. He was down in the cottage. 6 years old. He went through the whole program. Then he became in your groups, one group after the other. He went to every group. He became a counselor. He became a head counselor. And now he's a preacher. How about that? How does that happen? How does that happen? God does it? God does it. So you boys and girls, you be boys, you be true to Jesus, all right?
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
I'm happy also that Dad is here tonight. And he was looking in his Bible. That means he has a verse. So come.
As we were singing these militant songs, I was reminded in 2 Timothy 2 that we're told there that we are soldiers. And we strive to please this one who has called us to be a soldier. Ephesians 5:10. Now, who has it? All right, stand up and read it so we can all hear. All right?
5:10, right?
5:10.
Find out what pleases the Lord.
Find out what?
And find out what pleases the Lord.
Find out what pleases the Lord. What pleases the Lord? That ought to be our concern, that we learn to please Him. He who has paid such a price for us and calls us into His service. I want to please Him. Do you think if I'm obedient, that would please the Lord? What do you think? Yes. And if I trusted Him with my life, if I gave my heart to Him and my life to Him and trusted Him to take me and make me what He would have me to be, do you think that would please Him? I trust that we've all given our hearts to the Lord. You know, it says that the angels in heaven rejoice and rejoice greatly over one sinner who repents and comes to the Lord Jesus. And I'm sure as he looks down upon us here this evening, his heart is glad because you have purposed to live for him and to please him. I often tell about a fellow by the name of Grenfell. He was a little boy in England, and he didn't know what to do with his life. And so his mother taught him to pray, "Teach me today what it is that pleases thee." Wouldn't that be a good prayer to pray every day? "Lord, today, let me please you. Oh, Lord, take my life and let me please you." Well, what happened? He went to Iceland eventually, to the Eskimos, and brought salvation, the message of salvation. And beyond that, he did other things. He built schools, he built hospitals, and so on. He had a love for those people, those Eskimos. God put it into his heart to be a missionary, to serve the Lord in that way. And so I trust and I believe that if God has his way with you, that some of you will be missionaries. We can all take our stand for the Lord in this dark world, sinful world. Oh, may God give you grace. As he gave Daniel, the same grace that God gave to Daniel is available to us. He has grace for us. He has that help for us, that we might be true to him and take our stand. Daniel prayed unto the Lord thrice each day, then unto the lion's den led the way. Trusting in the Lord, he did not fear nor dread. By faith, he saw the victory ahead. What do I see ahead? Oh, there's victory for us in Christ. May that victory be manifest among us. God, touch these boys. Touch these boys and enable them to give themselves to you, that they may serve you, purpose to serve you, and to please you in everything. I have great expectations for you boys. You have purpose. You've sung it. Who's on the Lord's side? Lord, I pray that your grace may take possession of these boys. Put it in their hearts to live unto your praise.
Together, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Number 358, 358.
Consecrated, Lord, to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you take us, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, I worship you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to ask Brother George to come and I understand the boys have a song for us and maybe some testimonies. But come, Brother George.